The hunt is on in a whodunit at the White House. A slew of top-ranking Trump administration officials, including the vice president, say they did not write the explosive essay in the New York Times that has rattled Washington. John Yang will get a view from inside the administration and from a former White House chief of staff. But first, Yamiche Alcindor updates today's fallout.
An anonymous column and a president still fuming. At the White House today, President Trump refused to comment about the firestorm following yesterday's anonymous op-ed in the New York Times. But on Twitter, he didn't hold back. Early this morning, the president went off, writing, "The deep state and the left and their vehicle, the fake news media, are going crazy." All this directed at yesterday's scathing column in the New York Times, written by an unnamed senior official in the Trump administration. In it, the official described the president's style as impetuous, adversarial, petty, and ineffective, adding, "Many Trump appointees have vowed to do what we can to preserve our democratic institutions while thwarting Mr. Trump's more misguided impulses until he is out of office." The author said some cabinet officials have even considered invoking the 25th Amendment to remove the president from office. Throughout the day, senior officials rushed to deny writing the column, including Vice President Mike Pence.
"Well, I think it's a disgrace. The anonymous editorial published in the New York Times represents a new low in American journalism. And I think the New York Times should be ashamed. And I think whoever wrote this anonymous editorial should also be ashamed as well."
Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, House Speaker Paul Ryan also criticized the author.
It's a person who obviously is living in dishonesty. That doesn't help the president. So if you're not interested in helping the president, you shouldn't work for the president, as far as I'm concerned.
But at least one Republican, Tennessee Senator Bob Corker, said no one should be surprised.
"Anyone who's had any dealings over there knows that this is the reality that we're living in. And so I don't know. I think a lot's been made out of nothing. I think the biggest issue they're going to have is figuring out who wouldn't have written a letter like that." So.
The Times op-ed follows news of a new book from veteran Washington reporter Bob Woodward. The book says White House advisors worked to curtail the president's actions.
"And the New York Times is
President Trump must now deal with the idea that people close to him, both inside and outside of the White House, may be working against him. Recently, a number of former Trump allies outside the White House had signaled their willingness to work with federal prosecutors investigating Mr. Trump and his company.
Tensions remain very high at the White House, one former Trump administration official told me he worries this could have a big impact internally and on policy issues. That person also said that this could lead White House staffers to simply not trust each other. Meanwhile, tonight, the president's heading to Montana to hold a rally for supporters. We'll see if he says more, John.
Thanks, Yamiche.